Joining me live in studio today is director of Bright Star, the upcoming production from the Salt River Community Theater at the Afton Ford Theater, opening up Thursday, continues Friday, Saturday, and again on Monday. That's director Jacqueline Lechner in studio. Jacqueline, good morning. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you, dude?
Doing well. Appreciate you coming in studio. An exciting time. With this production coming up, this has been a long time in the works for you, I know.
It has. It's a big project. We start in, we have auditions at the beginning of August and start the end of August with rehearsals, and we run all the way through until now.
Here we go. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Go time.
So what's this week like for you and the cast? I can only imagine between now and Thursday evening, it's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah. So we're just finishing up some things with the set. So I'm pretty much living at the fort right now. But rehearsals, we have dress rehearsals today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. So the cast will be getting ready at the Ford by 5:30, and then we get all ready and we start the run at 7 and go till we're done. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we do full dress rehearsals with costumes, hair, make sure everything's good with that. And then we begin the show Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday.
And you're off and running. Yep. So the Salt River Community Theater is still fairly new. But yeah. For those that caught Drowsy Chaperone last year, it was incredible last year. So good. And so if you remember that, I mean, that's got to be a little preview of what the quality is for this type of production. Right?
Oh, absolutely. The actors are doing an amazing job. The music is phenomenal in this show. It's going to be a great show.
Perfect. So tell us about Bright Star. What is this story about?
So this one, it's a little bit different than the past we've done. It's definitely got a little bit more on the emotional side of things. But just a little synopsis is it's a heartwarming musical that weaves together themes of love, loss, and redemption. And it's set in North Carolina in the 1920s and 1940s. So it kind of jumps around to two different storylines. But the story follows two parallel timelines of one a young idealistic writer named Alice Murphy, and the other of a passionate, ambitious soldier named Billy Kane. So it's kind of following those two and their stories and how they interact, how their kind of stories come together.
Very cool. How many are in the cast this year to put this together?
Cast, I think there's about 18 people total. And then we've got behind the scenes, there's me, Brandon, and James. And this year we have Renee Belknap as our amazing stage manager. She does a ton backstage.
It takes a whole bunch of people.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. We need everybody to help. So
who
great.
Are we going to see on stage? That's what I love about it. It's people that we know. It's our neighbors. It's our friends. We see them in the store. We see them when we go out in places. Who's on stage this year?
Yeah. So Tammy Nielsen is our lead Alice, and Kevin Baldwin is Billy. So those are the two that the stories kind of revolve around. And then Eli Henderson is in it. Megan Rose, Jessica Rasmussen. She's new to the Valley, but she's done tons of theater over in Utah. We've got Brittany Andrus and Jeff Andrus again. We've got Dave Johnson, Lauren Preston, Corinne Story, Dan Sherbel, Daniel Lechner, Kevin Stuckey, Chad Merritt, Ashley Blaine, Autumn Edwards, and Darian Edwards, and Brooke Stuckey as well. It's a great cast. Seriously, they do such a great job.
It really, really is. And a lot of talent. I mean, until you see them, you kind of forget you forget how good they really are.
Yeah, and so many of them they're new to the theater world. I mean, some of them have been performing many times, but a lot of these people haven't been on stage before, and they do such a great job. It's been so fun to work with them.
Jacqueline Lechner, director of the upcoming production of Bright Star. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and again on Sunday at the Afton Ford Theater. What has been a maybe something you didn't expect? This is your first year directing at least this production, right? What is something you didn't expect when you took over the director role? Maybe a challenge you weren't ready for, and then also something that came together that maybe you thought, oh, well, that was awesome.
I mean, it all comes together, but being director, there's just so many decisions you have to make, and I am just so grateful that there were people who were willing to come and help and fill in some of the spots that I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about that. But there's so many people who are willing to help. We've got an amazing set. I'm so, so grateful for Brandon Burnham. He does so much for our set and for all of our sound. This year we have the awesome opportunity. We actually have a live band playing our music this year, which is amazing. Charity Williams kind of head that up. So we've got a live little bluegrass inspired band that's actually playing all of our music. And that was kind of a struggle getting it all set up, but I'm so glad it did because it's perfect for this musical.
That's very cool. That that adds a whole other element to it.
Of,
for both the production and the audience, right?
Yes.
That's fantastic. Again, so it begins Thursday night. Tell us the details on how to get tickets and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so tickets are available now. They're on the website saltriverarts.com. You can get tickets. The show is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday at 7 o'clock at the Ford Theater.
Perfect. And it does take, you mentioned the crew and the staff and the cast and everything. It takes a whole community, though, to pull it off, right?
Oh, absolutely. We are, I mean, we are so grateful for all of our sponsors who help donate so many things, whether financially or putting in for a sponsorship and an ad for a program, or the materials for the set can be so expensive as well. So we're so grateful for all the donations that we've gotten. And I mean, we need a community to perform for. So you coming to see this show is the biggest way you can support this community theater.
If you missed it last year, you really missed out. Don't be the person that misses out this time. Bright Star, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, four nights, so there's no excuse, right? You can find a night that works for you. Get your tickets at the Afton Ford Theater website, saltriverarts.com, and get those in advance, right? Yeah. Highly recommended to get them in advance.
Yeah, last year we sold out 3 out of 4 of our shows for Drowsy Chaperone, so I wouldn't be surprised if it happens again. So
absolutely.
Get them fast.
Jacqueline, thank you for you and everyone that put this together. It's such a cool thing for our small community to have these types of productions. So thank you for spearheading it.
Yeah, I love it. I'm so grateful to be able to bring arts to the Valley. That's so exciting for
me. And not just, now that you mentioned that, not just this production. I know the Ford Theater has quite a few other shows up and coming and in the works, right?
Oh, yeah. We've got lots going on. We're getting ready for Forgotten Carols again this later on in December, and then we've got some other band, like symphony performances that are going on, and we also have Mark McKay coming at the end of in December as well. So there's always lots to look for. Look on Facebook or look for all the events that we've got going. There's lots.
I'm sure you'll think more about those on November 19th, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Get through this week and then I can focus on those.
Jacqueline Lechner, director of Bright Star, opening up Thursday, continuing nightly through Monday with the exception of Sunday. Anything we missed, Jacqueline?
No, it's seriously such a great show. I know you won't want to miss it. It's definitely got some more emotional elements to this one, but it is a beautiful, beautiful show.
Thursday night, opening night. Get tickets at saltriverarts.com. It's the Weekday Wake Up on SBI Radio.